Most of this year's incumbent legislators will get free trips back to Juneau next year. That's because, so far, the majority of state house races are uncontested. With a filing deadline at the close of business next Tuesday, no one standing for re-election in the Senate is being challenged. And in the House, only 8 Republicans and 5 Democrats have challengers. In the Southeast region, 2/3 of the incumbents face no opposition yet. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Bill Thomas may not have to do much to get reelected this time around. The Haines Republican representative faces no opposition in his campaign for a 4th legislative term, but he still plans to hit the road.
I won't have to be as rushed, even if I don't have a primary. I can just spread the visits out. So I'll still go out and campaign and go to the communities.
Thomas holds the state house seat representing more than 25 villages and small cities from Metlakatla to Yakutat, plus Cordova in Prince William Sound. Juneau's 3-member legislative delegation also faces no opposition so far. Only incumbent Senator Dennis Egan and Representatives Kathy Munoz and Beth Kurtula have filed.
We're all 3 pretty well known because our community is, in Alaskan terms, an older one, and all of us have lived here and grew up here. Maybe that's why people haven't come out yet.
That's Kurtula, a Democrat seeking her 7th term representing downtown Juneau and Douglas Island in the state house. Republican Munoz is running for a 2nd term representing the Mendenhall Valley and areas to the north in the house. And Democrat Egan is on the Senate ballot for the first time after being appointed to a vacant seat. And if no one else files, it would be one of Southeast's quietest election seasons in recent memory.
Well, there's probably a few different things at play. I mean, the first thing that comes to me is that there might be a little bit of election fatigue.
David Shurtleff is an Anchorage-based political strategist. He says the candidate shortage may be due to all the hard work that went into recent years' races.
One of the fallouts of having so many elections in a row is there might just not be as much money to go around. This could really be a big fundraising issue for many of these campaigns if a lot of their supporters are just kind of tapped out at the moment.
Shurtleff is a former journalist who works for the Alaska branch of the Pacific Northwest firm Strategies 360. He says the national political mood may also discourage filings.
Folks are a little bit fed up with their government right now, and one of the ways that plays out as well is that folks don't really want to go get involved in government. It might be a little difficult to recruit candidates this time of year.
The filing deadline is 5 p.m. Tuesday, June 1st. Kurtula says she'll wait before planning an opposition-free campaign.
It's just not a done deal. You know, this is one of those times when my mother would say, you need to wait until the filing date is completely over.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.